We'll say so long to sneakers, t-shirts, and jewelry. Players in the National Basketball Association who begin their new season November 1st will be required to wear business casual whenever engaged in team or league business. In today's Unger Report, Brian Unger tries on the new dress code.
This could be the biggest boon for the Italian garment industry since the mafia started requiring employees to wear dark suits. Reportedly, NBA Commissioner David Stern and his advisors believe that an image makeover is necessary to stop the dwindling TV ratings for basketball. Eventually, asking a player, "Who are you wearing?" will be as important as, "Who are you playing?" And rumor has it, the naked locker room interview will now be conducted in smoking jacket, ascot, and slippers. In the commissioner's mind, players who sport hip-hop clothing, the baggy shorts, the jerseys, flip-flops, and oversized jewelry, reflect more street culture than corporate culture and are hurting the game's appeal. Now, defining which street and whose culture is damaging to the values of the NBA is perilous, as some have called the new dress code racist. Well, it was a British white guy, Shakespeare, who wrote the most enduring sartorial code. "Costly thy habit as thy purse can buy, but not expressed in fancy, rich, not gaudy, for the apparel oft proclaims the man." And in these times, men, white or black, haven't been getting dressed much at all. They wear flip-flops to the theater, Bermudas to the casino, and jeans to a wedding. They don't wear a jacket to dinner, a tie to church, or a suit to a funeral. And plumbers still don't wear trousers with a high enough rise to hide that dark, scary underworld of the backside. On the court, where they do their real work, NBA players already adhere to a strict dress code, as most people do on the job, say in an office. Not to pass judgment on the NPR dress code, but I just saw Alex Chadwick in the hallway wearing a sarong and a tank top and a huge gold chain with an NPR logo he says he won it in a poker game from Carl Castle. It's off the job that clothes become a First Amendment rights issue, as much a vital expression of individualism as it is a reflection of our communities and the groups to which we identify. Companies have long recognized this freedom by instituting Casual Friday, a day on which corporate America allows street culture into the boardroom. On that day, folks are edgy, a little wild, a day that proclaims the man is more than a Brooks brother Monday through Thursday, but a Dockers dude on Friday. But when casual styles collide, one man's Dockers is another man's do-rag. Which is the right casual? F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote, "Gentlemen's clothes are a symbol of the power that man must hold, and that passes from race to race." So, when you imagine a gentleman, what is he wearing? He's not wearing a sarong and a tank top, Chadwick. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Satire from Brian Unger, whose Unger Report is now available each week as a podcast. Learn more at npr.org. Just click on the NPR podcast link. It's in the lower left-hand corner of your screen.